Neil McCarthy, Academy Manager at Leicester Tigers. Thanks very much for joining me. Now, I understand you've been with the Tigers since 2008, I believe. We're into our second year of the JP Morgan Premiership Rugby Sevens that you'll be taking part in on Friday night. What does a tournament like this do for some of the younger players and Sevens specialists to be able to get out there and represent the club?
Oh, look, from our perspective, it's a great developmental tool for our young players. It really gives them some good exposure in a really good competition. Obviously this year in particular, because the players are all over the World Cup, it gives us some slightly younger players an opportunity to show their worth. We've also got some sort of seven specialists in there, which gives it a bit of structure. So from our perspective, we're really looking forward to it, and we see it as a really worthwhile exercise.
And in terms of the preparations for the tournament, how are they going? Who's looking sharp? Who should we be looking out for on Friday night?
I think from our end, players like Alex Lewington, we see as certainly an exciting prospect. So he's one player in particular to look out for. There's a couple of sort of back row forwards as well, which are doing really well. This will give them an opportunity to see how they're getting on in a senior environment. In a real sort of open rugby contest. So from that perspective, those guys will hopefully show through.
I see. And what's the sort of split these days in terms of the traditional forwards or back style of players in terms of taking a seven squad to a tournament?
From our perspective, obviously it's fantastic for a lot of the outside backs. Not so good necessarily for some of the inside backs, although there is some benefit there. But for our back rowers, it's of enormous development. Our split is probably more forwards, more back rowers than outside backs. But that's purely because of the development side of what we want to try and get out of it.
I see. Well, this time around, you'll be joining some of the more northern clubs in Sale and Newcastle. Worcester joining you as well. Newcastle, who made the finals last year. Worcester back into the Premiership as the new boys again. How do you rate your chances this Friday night?
Oh, look, it's too hard to call at this stage. As long as we're competitive, I think we'll be pleased here. And if there are some trade-offs in terms of the development of our players, then we'll be really pleased. We hope to be competitive. We know that some of the sides really prioritise sevens, and we really see it as a development side for our players. So as long as we're competitive, we'll be really pleased.
Yes, indeed. Well, Leicester's been a strong supplier of players to the international scene for some years now. One youngster we're all intrigued to see a bit more of is a certain Tuilagi brother under the name Manu. Now, he's not going to be at the Sevens, but what do you know of him? And just looking at perhaps a World Cup coming up fairly shortly, what do you think of Martin Johnson's potential thoughts on selecting him in that squad?
Oh, look, I think Manu has come through our system from day one.
Yeah.
So as a 14, 15, 16, right through until stages at now, he's been in our programme, and he's really benefited from the expertise involved in the club, which has really propelled him, if you like, a lot earlier than normal into that sort of international arena. I think Martin will probably pick him to go to the World Cup. I think he's made such a big impression this year in the Premiership, and I hope that he does well when he's given an opportunity.
Yes,
hopefully
indeed.
That will be in some of these August internationals.
Yeah, well, they're certainly coming around.
From our perspective, he's a wonderful talent. He's a pleasure to work with. He works really hard at his game.
Excellent. Well, with so many players away, just finally, are there any concerns about the start of the Premiership season not being at full strength? I mean, obviously, there's players drafted in, people like Matt Tate, who will want to guarantee themselves a starting berth. But are the Tigers going to be still as competitive as you're able to be with some of those international faces away?
Oh, look, I think that the nature of the club is that it will always be competitive, and Richard has made some fantastic signings in the summer that will fill some of those holes while the World Cup's in place. It's then for the senior players when they come back to win those spots back, which in turn will make us even more competitive because there'll be competition for places across the club, which is fantastic and exactly where you'd want to be. So whilst the World Cup is always a concern from a domestic perspective, it's an opportunity for some of the younger players to take a chance.
Yeah, excellent.
And for some of the new signings to bed themselves in.
Fantastic. Well, it's going to be a fascinating start to the Premiership season and a fascinating night on Friday. Thanks very much for taking the time to speak to us.